107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. At least six people have died, two are missing after storms brought heavy rains and flooding to West Virginia. Governor Patrick Morrisey tells reporters today that there have been 40 water rescues so far, and more than 60 facilities have been damaged in two counties.
West Virginia's been hit very, very hard by very sudden flooding and torrential rain, and it all happened in a very, very short period of time.
Once prosecutors at Sean Diddy Combs' trial in New York rest their case as soon as Wednesday, the defense has signaled it has as many as three witnesses lined up to testify beginning Friday. Legal experts say Combs is unlikely to testify. Defense attorney and ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
I don't think this is a case where you want to put the credibility of Sean Combs up against the credibility of anyone else. You want to point the finger at the government and say, you can't prove this case. Focus on their flaws.
This is ABC News. Spain may be a hot European tourist destination, but this weekend, visitors to Barcelona got a less than warm welcome.
Protests erupting in Barcelona, with some demonstrators turning toy water guns at tourists. They say the short-term rentals popular with vacationers are eating up valuable housing and driving up the cost of living for locals. American tourist Wanda Dorazensky says she sees their point of view.
These people are feeling something that is, to them, very personal. And it's perhaps destroying some of their areas.
Barcelona hosted 15.5 million visitors last year. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Sackler family and Purdue Pharma have agreed to a $7.4 billion settlement for their role in the opioid crisis across the country. 55 attorneys general joined together in a lawsuit against the company. The settlement will roll out over 15 years and bar the Sacklers from making, selling, or marketing opioids in the U.S. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Another win for Priester. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers have the day off before heading to Chicago tomorrow night for a series against the Cubs. The crew with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals yesterday, thanks to 24-year-old Quinn Priester, the right-hander out of Cary, Illinois, who's now won four in a row. I asked him what went through his mind as he held St. Louis to just one run through six innings.
No excuses type of mentality. Even today, you know, don't get a strike, you know, don't get a call go your way. Like, who cares? Like, you can't change it. You know, complain about it's not going to help anybody. So just go out there, do the job. You know, it's asked to me, and try and exceed those expectations and help us win games.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Quinn was great. We've given him that opportunity, and he's riding it.
NBA Finals Game 5 tonight. The Thunder host the Pacers. The series tied at 2 games apiece. A blockbuster trade. The Grizzlies sending guard Desmond Bain to the Orlando Magic for 2 other players and 5 first-round draft picks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A tornado watch continues through this evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, some severe this evening with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and even an isolated tornado. A low near 60. Partly sunny tomorrow, high upper 70s. It's 71 right now.
Jay Mattinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow, back from adventures in Canada, will be joining us to break down the news. Retired Major General Randy Manner will be here as well. Don't miss it.
Mattinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Mattinair on Air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Mattinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome to Mattinair on Air. Jane Mattinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show after 9:30, we're going to talk about the No Kings protests over the weekend. If you were at one of those, we would love to hear from you and hear what it was like on the ground where you were. Looking at coverage from over the weekend, really impressive turnouts all over the country.
Impressive turnouts and very, very peaceful.
Yes, very peaceful for the most part. There were a couple instances, but for the most part, it was very peaceful. We're going to kind of contrast the No Kings protest to the Ego parade that was going on in Washington, D.C. We'll talk about that again after 9:30. In hour number two, after the 10 o'clock news, Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area, who was at the Democratic Convention over the weekend here in Wisconsin.
I was going to say, it's not Friday already, is it?
No, it is not Friday.
No, it's not.
He was there, and he's going to be joining us to give us a little update on what happened at the convention over the weekend. Wisconsin Dems have a new head, and we'll talk about that, along with many, many other things. And then, as we always do, in hour number two,
we're just all about the rhymes.
All rhymy today. Yeah. We're all rhymy. We're going to lighten things up after the 10:30 news with Audio Sorbet, where we like to take a breath.
Whoa. Hello, harps.
And just get away from the news for a little bit. Talk about things a little bit lighter. After the 10:30 news, important that you weigh in on this. Bagels, toasted or no?
Oh.
I was not aware that this is a thing.
Yeah, this is a controversial topic.
This is a hot, controversial topic. Yeah. So we're going to jump into that in hour number two after the 10:30 news. Bagels, toasted or no? And then we'll wrap up the show around 10:51 with this shouldn't be a thing. Today it is the Catch Me If You Can edition. There. Stick around for that.
There it is.
I really wish we didn't have to start here, but we are.
Yeah.
Assassination suspect arrested after fatal attack on Minnesota lawmakers. The man suspected of shooting two Democratic lawmakers, killing one and her spouse, in what Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has called a politically motivated assassination, is now in custody. 57-year-old Vance Luther Belter was taken into custody in Sibley County. I believe that's in the southwestern part of the state, about 50 miles away from Minneapolis. He has a residence there. He was arrested after State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were shot and killed. State Senator John Huffman and his wife Yvette shot multiple times. I've seen reports this morning they were shot between 8 and 9 times. They are recovering.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Both Democratic lawmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities, this was a big manhunt in Minnesota over the weekend. If you did not hear details about this, Belter posed as a law enforcement officer.
He didn't just pose like he had a vest on. If you look at the clip from the Ring camera, he's wearing a bald face. He's wearing a mask that makes him look like a bald man. Like, he went in there. This was not just a spur-of-the-moment thing. He planned this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he did. He had outfitted his vehicle to look like a police vehicle. What I believe, knocked on their doors like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just really hard to wrap your head around. Mm-hmm. Tim Walz, Governor Walz, has praised law enforcement for the capture of Belter. Quote, Melissa Hortman was the core of who our values were. She had a hand in so many things that happened to Melissa and Mark's family. I cannot fathom your pain and the grief you're going through. We take solace in the memory and the work that Melissa did. Rest assured, we will put every ounce of effort that the state of Minnesota has to make sure that justice is served, unquote. In his vehicle, which was recovered, he did have a notebook, apparently, with a list of a number of other people on it that were on his target list.
Mm-hmm.
These included Wisconsin lawmakers, Wisconsin lawmakers,
yes,
as well as other abortion supporters and abortion providers.
Yeah, this... That just, I mean, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, but that just leads me right into the place of misinformation and disinformation regarding the perceived motives of this man. Nothing, you know, they just captured him. They're going to be probably asking him a lot of questions, and we'll know more in the coming days. But, man, from the jump.
Oh, yeah.
From the jump.
Yep.
It was a campaign to make this guy look like a crazy liberal. And so we will talk more about that. But everything I've seen so far, Jane, has been motivated in a pro-life way. This is a man who stood who was against abortion. And
yep.
Hey, we've talked about, we understand if people are against abortion, but I think we all should agree that this is not the motive. This is not the way of getting things done ever. Doesn't help you ever.
You're right, though. I mean, the way the right jumped on this, trying to spin this in a particular way and make this gunman a far left loony.
Mm-hmm.
Reporters and I believe law enforcement have talked to his roommates who have said he was a Trump supporter.
Yes.
Yep. He was a big right winger.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that didn't stop, of course, those who like to take advantage of these things from trying to spin it their way. And to make it even worse,
yeah,
if that's possible, Senator Mike Lee, who is a Republican from Utah.
Yeah, he's...
Senator Mike Lee yesterday went on social media and posted a photo of the suspect in these two shootings. Along with the image, Lee wrote, "This is what happens when Marxists don't get their way." And then he also posted another photo of the suspect in that mask, and then another photo unmasked,
mm-hmm,
and essentially said, yeah, this is what happens when you're so liberal. That's just beyond the pale. Oh, yeah, he said... this is a nightmare on Wall Street.
W-A-L-Z.
W-A-L-Z for Tim Walz, who is the governor of Minnesota. That's a sitting U.S. senator.
Yeah. And that is honestly what's sad, but to the point of making you laugh just a little bit, is the fact that what he posted is merely tamed and well-tempered compared to those on social media who monetize this kind of rage, who monetize this kind of discourse, and I'm using discourse very loosely, who just said some of the most rotten, poisonous, vitriolic things about Tim Walz, about the Democratic Party in Minnesota, about Democrats and liberals, and tried to distance themselves as much as possible from this man who clearly has problems. You don't do something like this and you're in your well state of mind. I'm sorry, that is not how it works. And I go back to the notion of two things. There's the same party, Mike Lee and his ilk, who say every time there's a mass shooting, let's not make this political.
Yeah,
let's
don't politicize it.
This is a time for thoughts and prayers.
Right.
Let's talk about mental health.
Right.
Why isn't the first thing out of Mike Lee's mouth, we need to get serious about mental health in this state? It doesn't matter what party he belonged to. It's about the fact that a person who decides they're going to dress up like a cop, knock on the doors of elected officials because of one issue, and potentially kill them, and in an instant kill two of them, that's a bigger conversation to have. But no, we're going to instead just leave it on the doorstep of America to make their own decision, give them whatever we want to say, and because we can't take responsibility. We can't say there's a problem in our house.
Well, or that their own rhetoric might be part of the problem.
Exactly.
Let's not forget that this is the same party who, when Nancy Pelosi's husband, who was in his 80s, was attacked in his home by a man with a hammer, they made jokes mm-hmm. about it.
Yep.
Don Jr. put on social media that he had a picture of a pair of underwear and a hammer, and he posted, "This is my Halloween costume. Ha, 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 ha." Don't tell me that doesn't play into this, especially when we see our elected officials doing this.
Yeah, this is, and yeah, you can go back and forth on when they cried the biggest wolf about, oh my gosh, what's going, like the James Comey thing with the seashells and the numbers, and they went insane over that.
Yeah.
But yet they sold t-shirts before this that said 8646. Yep. So yep. No problem there.
Right.
And Don Jr. And this is no problem. But the moment something happens to them, it stop the presses, stop the world. How dare you? And yet Mike Lee is shame on you, sir. Shame on you.
And Cassandra on the live stream says, Mike Johnson wanted to censure Alex Padilla last week. What about today? Will we see them calling for the censure of Lee? Great question, yeah. Cassandra. Probably not.
No.
I think that's a fair no. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join our discussion. Jean from Eau Claire on the line. Good morning, Jean. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. What a tragedy. I just want to quick bring up something because last week I was pretty cranky, and I have to say that I was watching where three governors of states, were brought before the Congress for I think about 8 hours, maybe. It was a long testimony day where they were nailing them left and right, and the governor of New York, another governor. Are the governor of Minnesota and the governor of Chicago. They were ripped by all of the people with R after their name, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, Nancy Mace, Boebert. They were blaming Governor Walz. It was awful.
Yeah.
Everybody, if you get a chance, go to public television and see what happened here. And I hope that even investigators check this out because they were blaming them for any murders in their states by immigrants. And, oh, it was just awful. Take a look, guys. I think you won't regret it. Public television has it posted. You can watch the Holy Daughters, but particularly see what those people did to those people. I was so riled. I couldn't even forget about when I saw this. I thought, oh, my God. Well, anyway, thank you very much, guys, and thank you for covering this. This is an awful tragedy and for the people that have lost loved ones and for our country. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Gene.
Thank you, Gene.
Appreciate it. You can join us as well at 855-752-4842. Tom from L.A. on the live stream says, Mike Johnson just said that Gavin Newsom should be tarred and feathered. Yeah, he said that last week.
Yeah, they have no problem with all sorts of threats of violence and all sorts of threats of political retribution, arrest, all those things. But the moment someone from within their own party does something, it is not even a matter of like, it's the distancing game. They have to be a liberal. This person had to have been a liberal. I mean, nobody from our party is this insane.
855-752-4842. We're going to continue this on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down at our new clinic in Hudson. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Hudson. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, talking about the assassination, essentially, of a Democratic lawmaker in Minnesota over the weekend, the attempted assassination of another. The suspect, Vance Luther Bolter, 57, is now in custody. Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, were shot and killed over the weekend. State Senator John Huffman and his wife, Yvette, were both shot between 8 and 9 times and are still hospitalized, but apparently recovering. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. Cassandra from New London is on the line. Good morning, Cassandra. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. You know, the irony of this is that on Saturday when I found out about this, I was at an event with my kids. That was like the one thing that kept me from doing the protests, obviously, is family time. But, you know, it just kind of brings to light the fact of the double standard, like you guys were talking about. You know, it's interesting that the thing that they're saying, why he was like a liberal and must have targeted Melissa, is that in order to pass their budget bill in Minnesota, she voted with the Republicans to not fund healthcare for undocumented immigrants.
Right.
And they're saying that's like the one thing that did it for this guy, which is ridiculous, because if you look at her history, she's a big reason why Minnesota has the free school breakfast and lunch, family paid leave and things like that. There's very little that you could say a liberal would be mad at her about, except for this one tiny thing.
Right. And she was very honest about how it pained her to have to vote against this measure. Mm-hmm. But because in Minnesota, if you don't come up with a budget, the government closes.
Yeah.
That's why she voted for it, so they could have a deal.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, and they're conspiracy theories, so. But it also just kind of brings to light, too, I mean, I put up a lot of signs in my yard, and, like, right now my house is covered in, like, rainbow stuff. Now, I get a lot of, you know, positive comments from people, more than I would imagine I would, but there still is, unfortunately, that fear, because I've had people yell things out the window at me during like election season. And, you know, if they're willing to go through this to target a lawmaker, you wonder what they're willing to do to target like regular citizens. And I know it scares people in our community from being vocal. So.
No doubt. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much, Cassandra. Really appreciate you joining us. Always appreciate you listening.
Cassandra, just for you and for everyone else, there's a great article in the Minnesota Reformer that's debunking these disinformation and conspiracy theories. I will put them in the show notes so people can, because that's something that happened immediately when I posted. Just, I didn't post anything political, anything with rhetoric. It was just shocking. And then I had no words, and immediately, and unfortunately it's from my own family, starting to push the notion of he was a liberal and this is blah, blah, blah. And this is, and so some J. Patrick Koulikan went through and
debunks them one by one
and says exactly what was going on. And it all comes down to the fact that this is a gentleman most likely suffering from massive mental health issues. And that's needs to be part of that conversation. It's a shame. It's a tragedy that two people lost their life and two others are fighting for their lives. But we also need to talk about this as well. And
But we know, and someone on the live stream put this as well. Yes, let's fund more mental health. What are the Republicans cutting in their big blob of a bill? Mental health.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the Wisconsin Republicans have done that over and over and over again.
Yeah.
We talk every time there's a mass shooting, every time there's an incident. It's not the guns. It's never the guns. It can't possibly be the guns.
Yeah.
It's mental health. And then we try and pass increased funding for mental health, and the Republicans kill it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an endless cycle.
Absolutely.
Tom from L.A. is on the line. Good morning, Tom. We got about a minute and a half left. Thanks for joining us, Tom. What'd you want to say?
Absolutely. First off, as I always say, we the people ultimately are the government. And we must never forget that. I went to three No Kings rallies on Saturday. Went to Ventura, California, Malibu, California, and Thousand Oaks, California. Thousands and thousands of people. Most well-respected, most nice human beings you'd ever meet in your entire life. Also, if just because a woman has the right to choose doesn't mean she's going to choose to have an abortion. I hope everybody gets that. It's a choice. And she can choose to either have it or not have it. This is not a pro-abortion thing. I do think the Republicans are the pro-death party, though, because all of their policies are what causes death to average Americans out there. And last, I would really encourage everybody that has the Republican legislature, as well as the Democratic, to call in and say, this has to stop. Someone needs to take responsibility, personal responsibility, for talking this way about violence to our senators, our congressmen, and progressives and liberals. This has to stop.
You're absolutely right, Tom. I appreciate it. And if folks listening aren't sure how to contact your lawmakers, there's a super easy way to do that. MyVote.wy.gov. MyVote.wy.gov. All you have to do is put in your address and all of the names and all of the contact information for all of the people who represent you will come up. That includes senators, representatives, everybody.
From the president to your city council.
To dog catcher. It's exactly. All there. So take advantage of it and give them a call. Be respectful.
Absolutely.
MyVote.wy.gov. We have news coming up next. And then when we return, No Kings. protests, like Tom was just referring to. We would love to talk to you if you were there, and we're going to talk some favorite signs as well. You're yeah. listening to Matt Mayer on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Mayer on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. At least six people have died, two are missing after storms brought heavy rains and flooding to West Virginia. Governor Patrick Morrisey tells reporters today that there have been 40 water rescues so far, and more than 60 facilities have been damaged in two counties.
West Virginia has been hit very, very hard by very sudden flooding and torrential rain, and it all happened in a very, very short period of time.
Once prosecutors at Sean Diddy Combs' trial in New York rest their case as soon as Wednesday, the defense has signaled it has as many as three witnesses lined up to testify beginning Friday. Legal experts say Combs is unlikely to testify. Defense attorney and ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
I don't think this is a case where you want to put the credibility of Sean Combs up against the credibility of anyone else. You want to point the finger at the government and say, you can't prove this case. Focus on their flaws.
This is ABC News.
Another win for Priester. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers have the day off before heading to Chicago tomorrow night for a series against the Cubs. The crew with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals yesterday, thanks to 24-year-old Quinn Priester, the right-hander out of Cary, Illinois, who's now won four in a row. I asked him what went through his mind as he held St. Louis to just one run through six innings.
No excuses type of mentality. Even today, you know, don't get a strike, you know, don't get a call go your way. Like, who cares? Like, you can't change it. You know, complain about it's not going to help anybody. So just go out there, do the job. You know, it's asked to me, and try and exceed those expectations and help us win games.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Quinn was great. He's just, we've given him that opportunity, and he's riding it.
NBA Finals Game 5 tonight. The Thunder host the Pacers. The series tied at two games apiece. A blockbuster trade. The Grizzlies sending guard Desmond Bain to the Orlando Magic for two other players and five first-round draft picks. With sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lilo and Stitch has finally been dethroned, and there is a new box office champ. How to Train Your Dragon was number one this past weekend with a whopping $83 million. The film brought in another $115 million overseas for a total of about $200 million worldwide. Universal Studios has already given the go-ahead for a live-action sequel. Lilo and Stitch still managed to come in second place in its fourth week with $15.5 million at the gate. So far, PG movies are king this summer as How to Train Your Dragon joins the Minecraft movie and Lilo and Stitch as box office titans. According to Variety, PG movies have generated almost half the box office take for the year to date and crossed over $1.5 billion. Coming in third place was A24's Materialists. The rom-com for adults brought in $12 million, exceeding expectations by a couple mil. And it's all about action for the final two films in the top five, which include Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and John Wick's Ballerina. Dead Reckoning has made over a half a billion worldwide. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A tornado watch continues through this evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, some severe this evening with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and even an isolated tornado. A low near 60. Partly sunny tomorrow, high upper 70s.
Currently at 68.
Matt Mayer on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, do we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Mayer on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins me for some movie talk. And then Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy joins me to talk Summerfest. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after 10 o'clock, Dan Schaefer will be here, Civic Media's political editor, the creator of the Recombobulation Area. He was also at the Democrats' big convention in Wisconsin over the weekend. We have a new DNC leader here in Wisconsin.
Yep. We will talk about that.
We will talk about that.
And give our thoughts.
and many other things when Dan Schaefer joins us after 10 o'clock. Right now, though, we did want to talk about all of the turnout over mm-hmm. the weekend. Massive, massive turnout.
Yeah.
And it's interesting seeing how different outlets are spinning this. Some outlets are saying thousands of people rallied and no Kings rallies. Mm-hmm. There were hundreds of thousands of people out. Yeah. Across our country on Saturday.
And big ups to Wisconsin. I think it's like over 60,000 total from 17,000 in Madison, 15,000 Milwaukee to 300 in Spooner.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like I'm all about the protest, but when Spooner brings in 300, Spooner I'm like, shows yeah!
up. Spooner shows up. If you were at one of the rallies, 855-752-4842. We would like to hear from you. What was it like on the ground? What did you hear from other folks you were talking to? Favorite signs?
Oh, yeah.
We'd love to hear some of the favorite signs you saw at the No Kings rallies on Saturday.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. The Washington Post says across the country, relatively few disruptions reported during protests mm-hmm. and marches where the mood ranged from joyful to defiant.
Yeah. I saw one story about the police intervening a Proud Boy who was at one of the rallies trying to ruffle the feathers. And one of the protesters, a friend of mine, was at Milwaukee protesting, and she said there was a guy in Trump gear trying to
cause problems,
be a rabble rouser. He rouses rabbles, and they weren't taking the bait. It's when people mobilize like this, we've seen before. You know, yes, things can happen. They don't represent the whole, and I don't like seeing that ever. I mean, unless you're storming January 6th, then you guys are weird. But this was a peaceful protest, and people aren't going to take that bait. They're going to look at you and be like, you're hilarious. I got things to do, like try to save this democracy.
I actually saw some footage from, I believe it was in Los Angeles, from Saturday again, and someone had started a fire near some bike racks.
Yeah.
So a bunch of people who were marching ran over mm-hmm. to the fire and put it out with their water bottles.
Yeah. There you go. And there were great instructions on how to be a peaceful protester. There was training involved available online. So that way, because it's not unlike groups to say, hey, let's throw some bad actors in there to cause some problems and then we can blame it. And they had methods of taking care of that, filming the person, sitting down so they were the only one being seen. There's a ways of handling it. So a guy wearing his MAGA hat, it's cute, but they're not going to stop for you. They're just going to keep going.
855-752-4842. If you were at one of the No Kings protests over the weekend, we would love to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC. Lori from Shawano is on the line. Good morning, Lori. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. I was at the Shawano protest. So there was one sign by that a lady had that said, and people think that women are too emotional to be president. And another lady had one that said something like, grow a pair of breasts and get something done. Those are my two favorites.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I had just a bag of garbage. It was a Doge bag. I wrote that on there. If I had any artistic talent, I would have had like a stick with Elon Musk's face on it. But people asked me what was in the bag. I said, just trash and ketamine. And I said, and afterwards, I'm going to throw it in a Trumpster dumpster. So
there you go.
And we did have some hecklers. But
did you?
Yeah, there was like two or three guys. And one guy went over to talk to him, but he was yelling about abortion, and it's like, yeah, and have you used birth control every time you've had sex? And did your part prevent unwanted pregnancies? I doubt it.
Yeah.
But yeah, unfortunately, people were kind of paying attention to him and yelling back at him. I wish they wouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. But
nothing happened. Overall, it was very peaceful, Lori.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are a lot more people than I thought, but yeah, no throwing punches, you know, yell once in a while, but nothing horrible.
Appreciate awesome. It. Thanks so much, Lori. Really appreciate you checking in, Lori from Shawano, who is at one of the No Kings marches on Saturday. 855-752-4842. We would love to hear from you as well. Adam from Oregon. My wife and I brought our 3-year-old son and 19-month-old daughter to the protest in Madison. Great energy all around. A lot of people stopped to thank us for bringing our kids.
That's fantastic. We love seeing that. And Tom from LA has sent us a few texts here. By the way, if you want to text your experience, 855-752-4846. 855-752-4846. And you can also you can leave a comment on the live stream as well. One of the pictures has a young lady holding a sign that just simply this is a reference to the presidential debate from 2024 when, you know, we cared about Springfield, Ohio. That was the biggest news story. Didn't that seem like a decade ago, Jane?
It does.
But she's holding a sign that says, they're eating the checks, they're eating the balances. I love that one.
That's great.
And then another one, it says, I should be at home reading a dystopian novel, not living in one. And that gives me, I got goosebumps reading that because it's.
That's a good one.
It's feeling more and more like that, and I don't like it.
Cassandra, on the live stream, I saw one on Facebook that had a bunch of different colored balls glued to a poster, and it said, hey, Congress, I've got some balls for you to use.
Wabab!
Jenny on the live stream, best sign of the weekend, protest because it's easier than hiding in your neighbor's attic.
There you go. I mean, you know, I was very, very proud. Let's see here. Jenny also put 71,000 in Wisconsin. 1.2% of the state was out protesting. That's
a big turnout.
That's a great turnout. And as Lori just put it, like, it wasn't just Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay.
It was Spooner.
Spooner, Shawano. It was all over the state. And whether it was a couple hundred or quite a few thousand, people are really showing their support. And I would love to know, you know, one of the things that's I'm very curious about is of those individuals who are protesting, how many of those people voted for Donald Trump and now say this was a bad idea? How many of those people voted for Donald Trump the first time and said, I made a mistake? And it's not in a matter of, I told you so. It's a matter of, okay, as Will Westmoreland said, yes. I'm not asking you to tell me you're wrong. I'm asking you to tell me you were lied to. And then once you realize that, you stand up with the masses and say no more.
PJ, on the live stream, when I arrived at the Oshkosh rally, there was a small group of people walking and talking out loud, trying to claim that protesters were being paid. I snapped back at them saying, I wish I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's That's the automatic go-to, yeah. too. It's like people couldn't possibly feel motivated enough on their own by what is happening in our country to get out of their house on a Saturday and make a sign and go protest. No, they must be getting paid.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is a disconnect for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are passionate about this. People care about the state of democracy in our country. Does that shock you?
It is, you know, I am not an expert in this topic, but I've watched enough videos and read interviews with people who are experts on the topic of cults. And one of the things that goes into that proves that this movement is more cultish than it is patriotic or American or whatever you want to call it, is the fact that anytime you present the information that is verified and it is true, the immediate response is to say, that's not true. You made that up. I watched a young man show a Trump supporter a video of Trump talking about how he walked into the dressing room during Miss Teen USA. And the man's first response was, that's AI.
There's always an explanation. There's always an excuse.
There's always a reason to deny reality. And that's the problem. And that's one of the hardest things about trying to. In any other situation, Jane, I would never respond to people on my social media who are
throwing bombs.
Yeah. But one of them is a family member. And I don't want to yell at him. I don't want to fight with him. I just simply want to say, look, you posted this. It's been 72 hours since it happened. Here is some real information that is verified through multiple news sources. You don't have to believe it, but it exists here, and you cannot deny it. Even though he told me, well, anything I say that I have proof of, quote, and then for those listening on the radio, I got air quotes on proof. He says, you won't believe either. And I know it's a hard discussion to have, because no matter what we say, no matter who it is, it's always an immediate denial of reality. That's what they have to do, and that makes them feel better. Because they know in their heart of hearts that you are wrong.
They're right.
They are right. And they are really doing the work now of God. Because that is where we've gotten. You remember this. In 2016, when he ran on 2015, when it was 2016, there was no talk of like a divine coronation. But now they've created this idea that he is chosen by God as a flawed leader because he's not perfect.
Right. He's but Cyrus, yeah.
He is a human.
Right.
So that's the problem, is that that is what makes me think that this is cultish behavior, because they just cannot get past reality.
855-752-4842, talking about the No Kings protests over the weekend. If you have a special sign that stuck out that you would like to share with us, we'd love to see it. 855-75-CIVIC. Liz from Saukville, my husband and I went to Port Washington, 100 to 200 people. West Bend, about 900 people. Peaceful, fun, and great turnout for WOW counties. One of my favorite signs, honk if you've never drunk texted war plans.
Yeah. That one's good. Tom from LA giving us a lot of great ones here. These are all signs that he saw. Fox News as elder abuse. I've never thought of it in those terms.
In that context?
Yeah. A young man whom I'm assuming is of Latino heritage is holding a sign in the colors of the Mexican flag that say, my people feed your family. Ooh. Yeah.
855-752-4842. If you were at a protest over the weekend, we would love to hear from you. When we return, I want to talk. There were a couple of things going on Saturday.
Really? Wait.
There were the No Kings protests.
Yeah.
There was a parade in Washington.
Who was that for?
It was an ego parade for the President of the United States. We're going to talk about that in comparison to the No Kings marches. That's all coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
as Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at mda75.org.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about the Neil King's protests around the country. Number you just saw right before we came back on the air, what, 11 million?
11 plus million, yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm going to say that too. I'm going to say it louder so mainstream media can hear it. Stop saying thousands.
Yeah.
Stop saying thousands. It makes it sound so tiny.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
And we were talking about some of the better signs that were at some of these protests. A listener on WXCO says, I can't get into the live chat, but one sign I saw said, IKEA has better cabinets.
I'm looking at one of two people. They look like they're dressed as tacos. That's nice.
Nice.
And she has a sign that says, this sequel sucks.
Another good one. Big parade today because therapy was too hard.
Yeah.
An Asian American woman standing with a sign that says, you made an Asian stand in the sun, you monster. Another sign from one of Saturday's protests. Somebody please blend his bronzer.
Okay, I'm glad you brought this up, because that is one thing where I look like he's truly being taken care of people who don't care about him, because there's got to be someone who's like, come here, let's just fix it up. And honestly, I'm going to take 10 seconds here. Let him be gray, because I've seen him with grayer hair and it looks natural and it looks nice on him. It looks normal on him.
Do you think he takes the advice of anyone?
No, but tell Ivanka.
That's why his bronzer looks the way it does.
Tell Ivanka to tell him. He'll listen then.
And speaking of that, here's another sign from Saturday. If Melania doesn't have to live with him, why do we? So, yes, while the protests were going on around the country, Trump's big ego parade happened on Saturday in Washington, D.C. Lots of empty bleachers.
Lots of not people.
Lots and lots of empty bleachers. Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
I mean, I think it was pretty... I am not surprised. I would have been surprised if a lot of people showed up, because you didn't hear regular folks saying, we're making the trek, we're going there, we're going to go watch the parade. The network stations weren't carrying it.
Right.
Some cable networks did carry it.
Right.
But and that says a lot when they're not going to preempt their Saturday afternoon programming, which is generally not that involved.
What is it, badminton on Saturday afternoons?
Badminton on ESPN 7. Right. But yeah, I mean, I really wasn't surprised at all. I mean, this goes to show that I believe personally that when you take all of the people who are mega, super mega, dark mega, if you will, Elon Musk, is they don't really care about this movement. They don't care about the man as much as they do the talk and
owning
the libs and getting the reaction and doing all the things, because if they were that like
hardcore
and into him, they'd have been there. Millions, 2-3 million celebrate. And also you throw on top of this, the 250th anniversary of the Army. It's everything they talk about, patriotism, the military, love, backing the blue, what all that stuff they claim to love. They don't really love it because they don't go to these events. They don't support him in that fashion, but they'll get on the internet and type away.
Be a keyboard warrior.
Yeah.
I also have to wonder if enough folks who are his supporters have been burned by them in the past. I don't know, leaving them after a rally and not giving them a way to get back.
I forgot about that.
Little things like that.
Yeah.
That might have kind of kept people away a little bit. But the one thing that really stood out to me, I feel really badly for our troops.
Absolutely.
In the photos that I've seen and the videos that I've seen, it does not look like they were all gung-ho to be there. You ripped them away from their families on Father's Day weekend, for one thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know whose idea this was, but there is a photo of one of our soldiers carrying a drone over his head.
Yeah.
Walking with a drone. Mm-hmm. That was all over the internet.
Yeah.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
Well, and that's, you know, for me personally, and we talked about this before we went on the air, is, you know, those who love Donald Trump did not tout this as his birthday parade. They touted it as we're celebrating the birthday of, or the anniversary of the army. And it was so, I mean, we've never done this before. Dwight D. Eisenhower, a 5-star general, an American hero, won World War II with other people. He didn't demand a parade. In fact, he would have hated something like this. And now we're doing this in the guise of celebrating the troops. Fine, let's celebrate the troops. We can do that. That's absolutely fine. But also, let's fund the troops. Let's fund the VA. Let's talk about mental health.
Well, and again, $45 million is the number that's been thrown around.
Yeah.
I would love a little follow-up on this.
Absolutely.
After we see how much damage was done to the streets in Washington, mm-hmm. on what the actual cost of this is, and whether or not, I don't know, if that money could have been better spent elsewhere.
Absolutely.
That's another thing you may want to call, I don't know, Wisconsin Republicans about, like Brian Stile, Glenn Grossman, mm-hmm. you know, the guys who actually work in Washington, who were not at his parade.
I was going to say, why don't you ask them why they weren't there?
Ask them why they weren't there and ask them if $45 million, if that's the best way for us to spend $45 million.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to contact them, easy, easy. MyVote.WI.gov. MyVote.WI.gov. Call your elected representatives and ask them mm-hmm. about it. Be nice. We have news coming up next. When we come back, Dan Schaefer will be here from the Recombobulation area. I hope you will stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the VAST, statewide, countrywide. Get us globally on the app, baby, the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. A growing death toll in the ongoing fighting between Israel and Iran. At least 24 people killed in Israel, more than 220 in Iran. The deadly conflict showing no signs of ending Monday night. ABC News spoke to Texas Republican Ted Cruz, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee backing Israel and its stated intention to target military sites in Iran.
Listen, this is not World War III. And by the way, Iran has been trying to wage World War III for the entire existence ever since the Islamic Revolution.
Jurors began deliberations late last week in the second murder trial of Karen Reed, charged with killing her Boston police officer boyfriend in 2022. The second full day of deliberations is Tuesday. Reed is accused of hitting John O'Keefe with her car outside a suburban Boston house party and leaving him to die in the snow. She has been charged with second-degree murder, manslaughter, and leaving the scene. This is ABC News. A new war.